Jackson Township Police say a third-grade student took a loaded gun to school Friday. Officers responded to Souder Elementary around 12:30 for a report of a student with a .45 caliber firearm in his book bag. Another student had told a resource officer he confronted the third grader and took the gun. Police say the 10-year-old had made threats against another student and the resource officer. He was charged with inducing panic and illegal conveyance of a deadly weapon and booked at the Stark County Juvenile Detention Center. Louisville man was killed in a crash in Tuscarawas County Friday night. The Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Jacob Gord was southbound on Baltsley Valley Road in Goshen Township when his vehicle left the road, struck a culvert, and overturned several times. Gord was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the vehicle. He was pronounced dead at Union Hospital in Dover. Patrol says alcohol and drugs appear to be a factor in the crash, which is under investigation. The Stark County Coroner's Office investigating the death of an inmate at the county jail. 33-year-old Zachary Snowberger of Canton was found unresponsive in his cell May 8th. Jail staff attempted to revive him. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. An autopsy will be performed by the Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner's Office. Snowberger was arrested May 7th on warrants charging him with failure to comply, aggravated drug possession, and obstructing official business. Man will spend 1 year in jail for an October crash in Jackson Township to put another man in the hospital. 39-year-old Piyush Kumar Patel of Green was sentenced Thursday by Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer. He pleaded guilty to charges of aggravated vehicular assault and OVI. The Highway Patrol said Patel was northbound on I-77 when his SUV rear-ended a vehicle near Portage Street Northwest and went off the highway. The second car overturned and rolled through a traffic signpost. The driver, a 39-year-old Jackson Township man, was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Patel's blood alcohol level was 0.339. Truck driver has been acquitted of all felony charges stemming from a deadly chain reaction crash that killed six people from the Tuskegee Valley School District. Licking County Common Pleas Judge David Brandstuhl issued the verdicts Friday at the bench trial for 61-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville. He was charged with six counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and nine counts of vehicular assault. McDonald was found guilty of six misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide. He will be sentenced at a later date. McDonald was driving a truck on I-70 in November 2023 when it hit a vehicle in front of him and a charter bus carrying students and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley schools. No charges will be filed against police officers who shot a man to death in Portage County last October. An investigation by the Ohio BCI cleared the officers of wrongdoing the death of 43-year-old Matthew Fries. The man was carrying a knife and axe when he was shot to death on the Portage County hike and bike trail in Ravenna. He'd reportedly stabbed a man at a nearby homeless encampment. According to the Record Courier, Portage County Prosecutor Connie Lewandowski wrote to Ohio BCI last month the officers responded appropriately. One of two men charged in an East Liverpool murder has pleaded guilty to a lesser count of involuntary manslaughter. 25-year-old Alan Tisdale of Lisbon also pleaded guilty Friday to a count of complicity for a weapons charge. Sentencing scheduled July 21st in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Tisdale and his 35-year-old brother Elvin of Newell, West Virginia, were charged with aggravated murder with a firearm specification. Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool was shot outside a home on Pennsylvania Avenue in July 2021. Elvin's trial scheduled for June 24th. A man succumbed to injuries suffered in an ATV crash in Columbiana County. The Highway Patrol says 41-year-old James Show of Wayne Township died Thursday. Troopers responded to Steubenville Pike Road near Applegate Road Saturday night. They found an ATV and Show lying in the roadway. He was flown to St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown with serious injuries. A Mahoning County judge denied a request seeking to seal the settlement for a man killed in the Realty Tower explosion in downtown Youngstown last year. Probate Judge Robert Russo Thursday denied the motion filed by all parties, including the family of Akil Drake. The judge determined they did not meet the burden of proof or present convincing evidence to grant the motion. Russo gave the parties 7 days to appeal. Drake died in the May 2024 blast caused by workers who cut a gas line under the sidewalk. Nine others were injured. An employee of the Liberty School District is on paid leave after being charged with theft and vandalism. 35-year-old Luke Polito of Poland is scheduled for arraignment in Girard Municipal Court next week. He's an intervention assistant. Polito allegedly took a computer from an elementary school May 9th because he did not want administrators to know he was using it during work time to apply for jobs. Police say he intended to delete his resume and other documents. Polito reportedly put the computer on the roof of his car. It fell off while he was cleaning the vehicle. He allegedly threw it in a dumpster in Boardman. Polito returned later to get the computer. It was gone. Police say he told administrators about the incident the following day. 49 degrees at 7:07. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Clint Marshall. News is a service of Canterbury Villa, located on Freshly Avenue, where your loved ones become family.